All right, Mark's Take Sports Radio Show is back, presented by 12 Ounce Sports and my bookie. Unfortunately, we do not have a camera today because I am home for break, so I did not bring my camera with me back home, but we will be back next week with the camera. We're also back at the same old time. I said last week we were going to be back this time, so we are back Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. So let's get right into it. I have so many plays that I just want to jump right into it. Obviously, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We have some NFL going on and also the college basketball as well. I love college basketball. There's a great game going on right now between UConn and Auburn. It was going into overtime just as I hopped on here. Luckily, also, we will not have any internet problems today because I'm at home, so we won't have any internet problems. The internet problems stem from my college Wi-Fi and not being able to stand like the streaming, which makes sense. It's college Wi-Fi, but I am home with, you know, top-tier internet, so we're not going to have any internet problems here today. All right, so let's just get into it. NFL Thursday. I have one teaser, and then I have one lean that I'm leaning towards, but I am seeing a lot of the public on my lean, so I'm getting a little bit scared, and I'm kind of, you know, not super with it. But let's get into my my teaser. I actually just tweeted it out, so it's Cowboys -1 and Saints Bills under 50.5. Cowboys are going to bounce back this week after that pitiful performance against the Chiefs. Not even bad defensively, just their offense was horrible. They're going to bounce back. The Raiders are dead. Like, they are, the Raiders are so dead that they looked horrible. They've lost like 3 in a row, I believe. It's really hard. I talked about this last week, but it's very hard to come back and like from what they've, you know, gone through for the past couple of weeks with the Henry Ruggs thing, with the Gruden thing. It's just basically impossible to overcome, and you're seeing it kind of wearing down on the players. So the Raiders are going to be smoked tomorrow. The line is obviously much bigger than 1. I believe it's at 7.5 now, going up to 8. So I think the Cowboys smash the Raiders. Nothing better than the Cowboys. Cowboys on Thanksgiving. There's no better combination than that. I love watching the Cowboys only on Thanksgiving. I don't watch them any other game. I barely watched the game on Sunday because it was so painful, but I am watching I'm definitely watching the game tomorrow. I mean, that's like the 2 p.m. slot or the 12 p.m. slot prime game where you're like waiting to eat and you have nothing to do except just wait for your meal. So you just have to watch football. Well, for me, I think for the East Coast, that game would be like when you're eating. But for me on the West Coast, it's more like where I'm waiting to eat my Thanksgiving meal. I have nothing to do. I don't want to take a nap yet, so I'm going to watch the Cowboys play against the Raiders. Cowboys -1, and then Saints Bills under 50.5. Saints, Alvin Kamara ruled out. He got ruled out about an hour ago, I believe. So yeah, he was ruled out. And then the Bills, the Bills have looked horrible. I think they'll actually have a decent bounce back game, but I don't think good enough to put up that many points. I could see the game being like 20-26, 23-20. The Saints offense is also very, very bad. I mean, last week it was horrible. So I'm taking the under 50.5 for Saints Bills. This is also the nighttime game. This is like prime napping time where like this is prime time for me, so it's going to be 5, 8 o'clock. So, like, you've already eaten, you're falling asleep on the couch. It's going to be a boring game. Not a lot of points. Under 50.5 for Saints Bills, Cowboys -1. That's the teaser for Thanksgiving turkey teaser, whatever you want to call it. And then I have, and then my lean for tomorrow is Lions plus 3 against the Bears. Sprinkle the money line if you're feeling dangerous. So Lions, I think the Bears, I mean, the Bears are in complete free fall, to the point where I think that they actually might intentionally lose the game tomorrow if it means that Matt Nagy can get fired. When would he get fired? Monday, I guess. I guess they aren't doing any firing on Thanksgiving weekend. Like, that'd be really mean. So I think Monday morning, if the Lions win this game, who are what, 0-9-1, the Lions win this game, Nagy goes Monday morning. You can't do it on Sunday after Thanksgiving. You gotta wait till Monday or Tuesday to let him go, because that'd just be like way too mean. But so I'm leaning towards the Lions plus 3, and like, even if the Bears do win on a game-winning field goal, like, that'd still be a push. Or, you know, the Bears win by 2. Like, I'm still kind of tempted to take the Lions plus 3, and I've bet on the Lions before, and every single time I do it, I feel like an idiot, because they're so bad. I thought they were going to win against, I'm technically 1-1 with betting the Lions, because I bet them plus 14 or whatever it was, plus 16.5 against the Rams, which was really easy, because they lost by like 12, they lost by like 9 or like 6 or 7, and then I bet them against the Eagles, because that was when I thought the Eagles were trash. I think I bet the money line against the Eagles. They lost, what, 46-3 against the Eagles. They are bad, and every single time I bet on them, I feel like an idiot. And I feel like this is another one of those times where, like, I'll get hype on them for, like, the first 3 minutes of the game, and then they suck. So we'll see, but I am leaning towards Lions plus 3, and then my play for this weekend, I have one play currently. I was honestly more focusing on the Thursday slate. Like, I focus so much on the Thursday slate that I forget that we actually have more football on Sunday. So I'm taking Rams-Packers under 48. Aaron Rodgers has the COVID toe. The Packers offense has looked really bad the past couple of weeks. They're scoring really low amount of points. I mean, let's look at the Packers. And then the Rams, you know, the Rams have an anemic offense. If Cooper Kupp's not getting it going, they can't do anything. So, and I think the Rams are in for a good bounce back game. They've lost 2 in a row. Another kind of prove it game for them. And the Packers did put up 31 against the Vikings, but it is the Vikings. I am relying on the Rams defense to be efficient. Like, they put up 17 against the Seahawks, 24, 24, 24, 27. So yeah, 48's a bit high. You could see a 27-17, 25-22. Close. I think it's gonna be a sweat, but I do like Rams Packers under 48.5. Yeah, I would play that probably. That's probably the most I would play it. I guess 47.5 is the most I would play it too. So that's my play for NFL Sunday. I'm obviously going to get some more plays. I'm going to get some more plays for NFL Sunday, depending on how my college football Saturday goes. So let's hop into college football. Currently, I have 5 plays. So, number 1, Ohio State minus 7.5 against Michigan. This is, people are like trying to change my mind about this and be like, no, like, this is the actual year that Michigan does it. This is the year that it's actually a close game. This is the year where, you know, finally we get to see Jim Harbaugh, you know, beat Ohio State. No. I'm sorry, but I've seen this movie too many times. The most recent time I saw it was in 2016, which they did get gypped off, Michigan. Like, that guy was short of the first down, and I'll die by that he was short on that fourth down. Like, he was short. JT was short. I think that was JT Barrett back in 2016. However, I've seen this movie too many times, and I know that Michigan is not on the same caliber as Ohio State. I think this should really be about a 10-point spread, 12-point spread. If it was 12, I'd probably lean towards Michigan plus 12. But I one touchdown with Ohio State. It's just, I was able to grab it at 7.5. I think it's actually changed since then. I think it's up to 8.5. I think it's going to be like a, I think it's going to be like a 10-point game, 12-point game, which I guess in Michigan terms is close because usually they're losing by 30. But still, like, dang, oh my gosh. UConn-Auburn is in second overtime and the score is 106 to 100. That looks like a freaking NBA score. That is awesome. Anyways, so yes, I do think, like, I want to shout out Michigan. Like, they've had a great year. They've had a fantastic year, but they are not on the same caliber as Ohio State. Ohio State is up there with Georgia. I still don't think they're as good as Georgia. Like, I think it's Georgia and everybody else, but I was put them as number two. Like, Georgia, huge gap, like the biggest gap ever, right? Ohio State, and then another huge gap, Alabama, another huge gap, Cincinnati and Michigan, I feel like, are almost the same, but there's huge gaps, you know, between Michigan and Ohio State. I do want to check what the line is at now, because I think it's, you know, grown. Let's see here, it's at 8. It's at 8, over under 64.5. I actually like the over 64.5 for this game. I think it's going to be literally like 50 to like 30. And you're like, oh, you know, Big Ten, they don't score a lot of points. No, I think there's going to be a lot of points scored here. And also, if Ohio State like scores early, like if they score like in the first, you know, if they score in the first 3 minutes, the game's over. The game is over. Michigan cannot keep up with them pace-wise, and if Ohio State is going to control the tempo of the game, game's over in the first 3 minutes. Like, if Ohio State is, you know, speeding down the field and they score a touchdown the first 3 minutes, the game is over. And I've seen that happen a lot. And like Michigan, like, kind of has a fake comeback at the end where they're like down 12, and then they'll like cut it to like 9, and then Ohio State scores like 15 more points. So I'm on Ohio State -7. I think that's the play. I'm -7.5. I'm not gonna overthink it. It's one of those do not overthink it things, because this is the same old Michigan that we've always known. I've seen this movie one too many times, and I just know that Ohio State is gonna pummel them into the ground. And again, I like the over as well. Okay, my next play, Purdue -15.5 against Indiana. Indiana 2-9 on the spread. 2-9. 2-9 this year covering the spread, and I do not expect them to be able to cover the spread against Purdue. Purdue is going to be at home. Crowds are going to be hyped. Purdue, again, is going to pummel down their throats. They're going to score a lot. It's going to be like 60... You know, this is a rivalry game as well. Like, they're not going to hold back. It's going to be 63-7, Purdue -15.5. That's a lock. That's my mortal lock, Purdue -15.5. This is the last IU game of the year. This is the last opportunity you get to fade them, and I'm going to take every ounce of it, because they are 2-9 against the spread. I haven't had a more profitable bet this college football season than fading Indiana. I mean, I want to shout out to Indiana, because every single week I said, no, I always think to myself, okay, maybe they'll cover. No, they don't do it. They do not do it. And they're not going to cover a road rivalry game against Purdue. People may be like, no, it's a rivalry game. Like, you never know. Like, they'll try a bit harder. Like, they'll step up. No, this team is defeated. They're done. They want the season to be over. They're going to get pummeled. I don't care about the old Oaken Bucket or whatever it's called. This game also was canceled last year for COVID. The 1 year IU probably would have won it. IU has fully moved on now to basketball. They have a nice looking basketball squad. And Yeah, so Purdue minus 15.5. Get it now because I think it's just going to keep ballooning. Like, I think it's going to get up to like 17. So I would take Purdue minus 15.5. My next play, Oklahoma State minus 4.5 against Oklahoma. Oklahoma are frauds. We know it. I mean, we all know that they're frauds. Even with Caleb Williams, their defense sucks. They're going into Oklahoma State rivalry game. Oklahoma State finally, you know, this maybe could be their year that they make it to the college football playoff, and they're gonna pummel Oklahoma into the ground. Minus 4.5. You know, I would like this line to be a little smaller. Like, I would maybe prefer 3, 3.5, but I don't mind it. Oklahoma State minus 4.5. They're gonna pummel Oklahoma. Oklahoma is gonna be down so many points. It's gonna be like 50-15. They're gonna put Spencer Rattler in at the end. They're gonna go out real sad. I actually am pushing for Oklahoma State to make the college football playoff. I think they're a great team. Their defense is awesome. They're more of like a old school traditional type college football team, but I do like Oklahoma State minus 4.5 against Oklahoma. Oklahoma's frauds, their defense sucks, and I expect them to have a really hard time scoring in that atmosphere on the road in Bedlam. It's going to be really tough, and this is kind of Oklahoma State's like prove it moment, you know what I mean? Like, they've had a great season, like this is it. This is their big game. They're gonna come in, they're gonna pummel them to the ground. Oklahoma State minus 4.5. That's a lock. So that's my three college football plays. I guess four because I do have the over. So Ohio State minus 7.5, over 64.5, Oklahoma State minus 4.5, Purdue minus 15.5. All right, so before we get into some NBA action tonight, let's talk about the sponsor for today's show, MyBookie. MyBookie, my favorite site. So this year, Turkey Day at MyBookie gives you plenty of reasons to be thankful, starting with a $250 risk-free bet on Thursday afternoon when the Dallas Cowboys host the Las Vegas Raiders. That's my game and my teaser. Bet the spread between the Raiders and the Cowboys at MyBookie. When you win. And if you don't, MyBookie will refund you up to $250. Simply put, you cannot lose this bet, and that's what I call no risk, all gravy. Before you get your wager in, set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using promo code MARKSTAKES at MyBookie. That's promo code MARKSTAKES to double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000, so you won't need to break the wishbone to be the one to come out ahead. Feast risk-free on Turkey Day with MyBookie, and make sure you stick around for seconds as they gear up for what should be a fun Black Friday with tons of odds boosts that will have your belly and your pockets full. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. MyBookie, the best, been using it for years. Fantastic site. It's truly the best out there if you're looking to start sports betting. Okay, so let's get into the NBA. So there is some NBA tonight. Some actually pretty decent games. Lakers, Pacers, Wizards, Warriors, Sixers, Nets, Celtics. So I have three plays for today. These games are all tonight. So if you're like a sicko and you're listening to this after the game, like just to see how my plays did, like you're a sicko. You're a full-blown sicko. And yeah, so NBA, my first play, Lakers plus 5. I know they are on a back-to-back. They had a tough game last night against the Knicks, but LeBron is back from his one game suspension. He honestly should be in prison. But yeah, so the Lakers are in Indianapolis tonight against the Pacers, taking Lakers plus 5 against the Pacers. Pacers are a solid squad, but the Lakers always perform pretty well in Indiana, and I expect them to be, you know, last night was a game that they probably should have won. Like, the Knicks were literally like handing it to them on a silver platter. They couldn't do it. They literally could not score. And yeah, so taking the Lakers plus 5, LeBron revenge tour from his disgusting act that he had over the weekend. Was that the weekend? Yeah, I guess that was Sunday. So, yeah, his disgusting act that LeBron took place in, he's gonna have a bounce back. He's gonna have one of those washed Kings moments. And I like the Lakers plus five tonight in Indianapolis. Just one of those kind of trap games. And I'm like, the Pacers are good, but they're not like the best team. Let's do an update on the Auburn game. Oh my God, the game is still going on. UConn 113, Auburn 109. Crazy game, and the world deserves a game like that, truly. So let's see here. My next play is going to be the Wizards minus four against the Pelicans. Wizards, again, another solid squad in the East, and the Pelicans absolutely reek. I feel like this line should be a lot bigger, and I'm a little bit scared. I'm a little bit scared because I feel like this should be a much bigger line. Let's check it out. Let's see if it's moved at all on my sports book. Let's see if it's moved on my bookie. Let's see. Lakers Pacers still sitting at plus five. Yep, still sitting at Wizards. So Wizards 11-6, a solid team going on the road. Pelicans 3-16. It's like one of those. It's one of those lines where you're looking at and you're like, shouldn't the Wizards like be favored by like 10, 12 points? I think this is an easy game for the Wizards, and yeah. So I'm taking the Wizards minus four against the Pelicans. A lot of good NBA action tonight. I do want to check the Wizards injury report. Maybe that is the reason for like the smaller line. I didn't see anything that big. Let's see here. Like the normal players starting. Dwindle, Beal, KCP, Kuzma. I'm taking the Wizards minus four. And then my last play, Warriors minus 10.5 against the Sixers. No Embiid. Nothing like the late night Warriors play significantly better than when they're playing at like the normal time. Like if, say they had like a 4 o'clock game, no, like they suck. Or if they had like a noon game, like they're not the same. Late night Steph Curry, no better show than that. Late night Steph Curry, late night Warriors. It's really fun to watch. So I'm taking the Warriors minus 10 against the Sixers. I usually kind of stay far away from those big lines. Like I just those kind of scare me, but the late night Warriors turn it on in a way where you're like, this is the most beautiful basketball I've ever seen. So especially in the third quarter, like they could be up like 1 point at halftime, and then at the end of the third quarter, they're up by like 25, and it's like you like blinked and you're like, what just happened? That's what happens with these late night Warriors. So it's gonna be interesting, but I do think the 76ers without Embiid, they're gonna struggle. Warriors team is so hot, and so I'm taking the Warriors minus 10.5 against the Sixers. Those are all my plays. It was a pretty big card for the most part, so I'm just going to run through it one more time. So we have Cowboys, so my teaser tomorrow, Cowboys minus one, Saints, Bills under 50.5. That's a teaser. NFL Sunday, Rams, Packers under 48.5, COVID toe, and the Rams defense. There's not going to be a lot of points. And then my lean for Thanksgiving lines plus three, sprinkle the money line if you are feeling dangerous. My NBA tonight, Warriors minus 10.5, Wizards minus four, and the Lakers plus five. And then my college football for Saturday. These are all Saturday games. OSU minus 7.5, Purdue minus 15.5. That is my mortal lock. And then not Minnesota, Oklahoma State minus 40, minus 4.5, and then I have Ohio State over 64.5. So yeah, those are all my plays. Best of luck to everybody. Always gamble responsibly, and if you are going to gamble responsibly, always use my bookie. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. You know, personally, I love Thanksgiving. I actually one of my favorite days is actually today. the day before Thanksgiving. I love it when everybody's like getting off work and they're all so excited to have 4 days off. So have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Watch a lot of football, eat a lot of food, and gamble responsibly. I will catch you guys next week. And see you guys.